second ending of the show?
Yeah, but I see what you did there.
Welcome to the after party, everybody.
No, you did the...
this is the real after party. If you're hearing this, this is where we get into some real shit.
The after party of the show, no doubt.
I don't even know what that would entail. Yeah. It's where we just talk about the news.
Well, it's not a news show.
Ah, so. What else is in the news?
Ives, news from Australia. Ives, Australian news.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Ives News from Australia. Ives, Australian news. This first one's going to sound made up. It's going to sound like you non-Australian listeners made it up to be on the news. Like, if you said what's on the Australian news, you'd probably make up this story, but it's a true story. There was this couple in Australia, and they were sleeping in their bed, in their bedroom, at night time, and, like, the window just smashed, and they freaked out, and they woke them up, and there's all this noise and such, and, they turn the light on, and it's a kangaroo smashed through their window while they were sleeping, and it was just freaked out because it was trying to get out. Like, they're big, and you can't really, like, they can't turn around all that good because they're so big. So, I mean, you wouldn't have one in your room, but then, so yeah, they're freaking out, and then it went out of their room and, like, towards their son's room, and, like, and they were doing the same thing, just freaking out, and it could kill a kid easily. So, and the dad went to investigate, and he, like, the kangaroo's back was facing him, and he got in a headlock, and, yeah, I don't know what happened after that, but, they were interviewing the dude, and he said, like, when he heard the window smash at night, he thought it was ninjas. I thought that was a pretty good thing to say on TV, thinking a kangaroo was a ninja at night, but, yeah, it's not like a thing. You don't see kangaroos where houses are. It's like, it'd be like seeing a seal or something in your house, or a moose, or that probably happens. I don't know. That's the news. Kangaroo jumped through a window and into a house. That would pretty much ruin your night too. Like, that, you know, if a cat scratches at the window or something and you have to let it in, that's annoying enough, but a kangaroo, it's so much bigger and you have to buy a new window. And that kid, the kid the next day, imagine if a kid was at your school and he said, last night a kangaroo came in my house and my dad got in a headlock. That's, like, I wouldn't believe that kid. I'd call bullshit on that kid. But I guess, this was on the news, probably, so, I guess you could tape that, or we'll probably bring in the newspaper clippings. Or this podcast, he could get this popcast and bring it into school and say, well, it probably did happen. That's pretty much it for the news. If anyone's got any questions, it'll make doing this a lot easier. About the story or about anything else. I'm not allowed to look up the story, apparently. It wasn't part of my brief. But I can think about it a bit more. Yeah. Bye, Peter.
Ives News from Australia. Ives Australian News.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Kanga News.
Yeah, totally.
Thanks, Ives. I mean, thanks, Australia. And especially thanks, kangaroos.
No doubt. And thanks, Dad.
To what, Dad?
Yeah, for the headlock. I mean, that's...
And thanks to ninjas for actually not breaking in, because that would, probably have resulted in a death for starters.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Maybe not a broken window, though.
Be bad PR for Ninja.
Ninjas are tidy.
That's true. They would probably use some kind of ancient glass cutting tool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They'd kill you so fast and clean you wouldn't even die.
Yeah. It'd be instantly reincarnated as another dude.
Yeah. You'd be the same dude standing you, 5 feet
yeah,
to
you're
the
like,
left.
What happened? Who am I? What is this?
I feel some kind of ninja revenge in the air.
Yeah, so that was Ives Australia News. He's going to check in every once in a while. It's a feature segment on Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Once in a while.
What's that?
Every single once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Watch for it by name. Mm. And the trick is to it, he's going to tell Australian News, but he's not allowed to look it up. He's not allowed to do research. He's only allowed to interpret it. The way that if you were at a pub, let's say, and you said to your friend, "Hey, did you hear about that kangaroo that jumped through the window?" And the guy goes, "No, I didn't hear about that." You wouldn't run to the newspaper and try and find it or go to the internet. You would explain it to him because, you know, you're not getting it.
No, you just send him a link.
So that's that's the idea of the news segment.
I like that. Even though
I guess yes.
Well, we're not a news show. Maybe we are now. Is that what the new numbering's about?
We potentially might include news in the show now starting from now. I guess if anyone else had any news they wanted to send in as an audio comment or something, they could probably do that.
But since Ives in Australia, that's future news. The time he's talking about hasn't happened yet. Kangaroo's coming tonight.
Today, there's going to be a kangaroo jumping through a window. I'm going to watch
it. We should call and
that.
Warn that guy.
I would probably set up a video camera.
Yeah, totally. I know you can't really alter the future, but we could try. You know?
If I've learned anything from a television program that is not about that, I would agree.
Quantum Leap?
Personally, I think they're in purgatory.
That's a good... Oh, jeez. You got no idea. Fred Armisen and Matthew Fox in the elevator when he was on that thing. Yeah, you know that Quantum Leap show? You ever watch that Quantum Leap show? You like that Quantum Leap show? Quantum Leap? That's how I draw up enthusiasm.
Koala Leap. Yeah. Sure, I've seen that program before with...
Quacka Leap.
Dr. Sam Beckett.
Quacka
Leap. He goes through time waiting for Godot.
Yeah.
Waiting for Godot. How's that?
Good morning.
Okay.
Yeah, so we used to watch that show. Did you ever watch that show?
Yeah, all the time.
I never watched the show on TV. I only ever watched it in school.
Yeah.
My history teacher really, really liked the show, so he once in a while, he'd bring in an episode.
One that might be educational somehow?
Somewhat historic.
In this one, he goes back in time and meets Ben Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go smoke.
Yeah, pretty much, except drink. It was
Oh,
man, there was a...
Imagine if you could smoke a drink. Wait.
I do imagine that a lot. Yeah,
never mind.
you throw a little bacon in there, a little bit of caffeine. I got it all. Yep.
People are all up in the shit about food pills. I say fuck a food pill. How about an instant instant drunk and baconed pill?
Yeah.
You take the pill, and first you go, well, I'm really, really drunk in, you know, a couple of minutes, you know, time release capsule balls, beads. Microbeads. Yeah. And then you get the sensation of eating bacon.
The sensation of having eaten it?
And then the third layer puts you to sleep.
I like that.
So you get your evening, exciting party evening over in about 10 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Are people all talking about food pills? Is that a thing? Food pills?
I wouldn't know. I don't like the idea of food pills. Want to talk about food pills?
That's a terrible idea. They should make the opposite of that. Food with absolutely no... Nothing.
It just doesn't fill you up. You can just eat and eat and eat.
Then nothing happens. You don't absorb any of the... It's just... It's
oh,
just
I agree.
Thing that goes through
if
you.
They could... you know how, like, there's those laboratories that... you know, the guys who make different scents? Like, smell lab?
Mm-hmm.
2021?
Yep. Uh-huh.
And, if they could do that, where you just get like a plant mister, and you spray in your mouth or in your nose, or something. I don't know. If there was like a way to, I don't know. You postulate that for, I don't know. You're better at that.
What am I thinking about?
the sensation of experiencing the food with no...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Caloric intake or adverse effects or even filling up.
Jelly Belly should make packing peanuts.
I think they kind of already do.
Well, yeah. But I mean, there's just a bunch like of those flavored styrofoam. That won't eat. Really? Really?
No.
Now we're getting down to the meat.
The dividing line between people on Earth are the people... There's two kinds of people in the world.
There we go.
There's people who like the buttered popcorn Jelly Bellies, and there's people who think they taste like barf.
You are a barf one, aren't you?
I am not. I love them.
Oh, you tricked me. Totally deuced me.
Yeah. A domestic order of planets did you.
You put the voos in the name of this show.
I thought there wasn't enough versing in the podcast, so, you know.
Versing.
What?
I love it when kids say verse.
Yeah. Let's...
Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then, of course, that would never happen. They're both good guys, but...
That would never happen.
Yeah.
Although, if they did, I bet they could sell a lot of comic books.
No, not even then.
Are you going to see the Watchman's movie?
No, uh-uh.
Did you ever read the Watchman's comic?
Yeah, I did.
Would you watch that movie from the comfort of your own computer screen? Or television, perhaps? I say computer screen because you might have it on a digital video disc, which computers can play.
Yeah. Even then,
Not very interested?
I'm just not very interested. It's not that I have a problem.
You should write a book called that. That interested.
Dude, I should write a blog called... It's... The whole internet is just a clogged with people's opinions on The Watchmen, and I'm just like, man,
Wouldn't you like to not care about other people's opinions and maybe watch an entertaining movie?
Dude, I guess.
Or you're already overloaded. You've already been inundated with I don't care.
I read the book a couple of times, and it kind of felt like a chore every time. And I understand why it's good, but I'll just watch a movie about something else, thanks.
For 3 hours.
Yeah.
I read the book about 10 years ago, I think. And then I reread it last weekend on the internet. And... Mm-hmm. Never mind all that. What struck me as awesome was how I said, hey, that movie's coming out. I should reread that. Well, I don't own the book. I should find someone to borrow it off of. Never mind that. Let's look it up on the internet. Maybe there's a pack of files to download or something. And it's not even that. There's a guy with a blog who has scanned comic books. Mm-hmm. And he just has linked to like one of those like TinyPic style... Mm-hmm. Image hosting things, and the pages are just there. You don't even have to download a reader or anything. You just click, and there's the whole 12 issues of that comic. So I sat there and read it at work, and read it after work,
right?
Yeah, and it was good. I enjoyed it.
The book?
I'd forgotten a lot of it. Yeah, the issues.
It's pretty good.
But there were a couple times when I was being distracted because there was other people talking around me, and I feel like I was trying to just press through and get through it, you know. And yeah. I felt like I could have just waited for them to shut up so I could properly read stuff. But
I'm gonna be completely honest here.
Yeah,
I've fallen asleep reading The Watchmen more times than I've stayed awake reading The Watchmen.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Hmm.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
That's all right.
I like it. It's plenty good, but there's a lot of words, and it kind of just makes my eyes hurt.
Yeah, and also, the thing that I like...
It's one of those things where it's like, did this really have to be a comic?
Shouldn't it just be a three-hour-long movie? It's a great
story, but... Or, you know, I mean, it would have made a fine book or whatever, but I don't know. It's, you know, I don't know. Like,
it kind of had to be told as a comic book, though, because you don't want to read a novel about superheroes. That's kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
I don't know. They're better.
I don't know.
All my favorite Batman stories were just text.
slash fiction.
No, dude, like, I got those, like, when the first Batman movie came out, there was, like, a
novelization?
Well, there was a pretty good run of, like, collections of, like, short stories and stuff. There was one that was all about the Joker and whatnot, and it was, like, you know, like, 12,
that doesn't count. 14. That doesn't count. That's not a Batman comic if it's about the Joker. Come on.
Yeah, I guess.
You read a Joker comic that you like. They didn't make a Joker movie. Oh, wait, but they was, did.
Did they?
Yeah.
It's still called The Batman or whatever. Batman's Revenge. Batman's Last Stand. Batman's Gold in the Search for Alfred Curly.
So gross.
Grumpy old Batman. Etc.
He's just not Batman into you.
Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to see that movie either. Is that a movie?
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't like that Greg Berendt guy. I really have a strong dislike toward his general existence.
Can't really even picture what dude that is.
Oh man, don't try to, because he is a horrible looking dude. It's not that he's a horrible looking
Jay Moore looking dude.
He's the what?
He's like the Jay Moore of the 90s.
Maybe he's far worse looking than Jay Moore, and 1/10, 1/100 as funny as Jay Moore. Mm. But we saw him, and I'm not just saying because he made a stupid movie and wrote a book that got popular and shit, and I don't care. I don't care about that whole scene, but we saw him do stand-up with Comedy Death Ray last time. Maybe not last time they came through, but he performed, and he was not funny. Did not enjoy him.
Who are you talking about again?
Greg Berendt.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy who wrote. He's just not that into you. The book.
What's
along
his
with
main
somebody
joke?
Else. What's his main joke?
Yeah. What might I be if I listen to him?
That would have been different than that.
Oh, that's the truth.
Yeah. When men start a car, they're all like, "I think I will start the car." And when women try to start a car, they're like, "I be all I'm trying to start this car."
That's right.
That's how that's he does it. Like. It's offensive to me.
Yeah, it is. Definitely.
Yeah.
On many levels. I still can't picture him, but I think this real Jay-goff dude Ed, that I worked with a little while ago was trying to tell me that he was great and then recited his routine at me, so it might have been that.
Maybe you're thinking of Dane Cook.
No, I know I can spot a Dane Cook.
Okay. I can't. I keep thinking he's Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know who that is.
Ryan Reynolds? He was in Blade 3 as the bearded guy. He was two guy and a girl in a pizza place.
Pequin, are you thinking?
What?
Who?
Ryan Reynolds. Ryan. He married Alanis Morissette and then divorced her and then hooked up with some other broad.
Tate. Speaking of her, I just watched most of an episode of You Can't Do That on Television yesterday.
Oh, why?
I don't know. Moose.
Hey, Alistair.
So it was all wigs.
Mm-hmm.
Wigs on Moose.
Rossy Widge.
Did you know why it was wigs on Moose? She got a haircut after the first season.
She got a haircut?
Yeah, she got a haircut. She cut her hair real short, and they're like, no, we can't have that. So they gave her a real nice human hair wig to wear when she wasn't going to get slimed, but then she had to wear a crappy synthetic wig when she was going to get slimed or watered.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They had to cut right before and swap out, and all of a sudden she was she had like a big perm. Well, no, she probably did to begin with, but yeah.
Yeah.
Big rock and roll wig.
I checked out the Where Are They Nows on some of those cats.
Nope.
There.
I'm just saying I did. Future Shop ads in Canada.
He
appears in Future Shop. Future Shop being the same company as Best Buy. Best Buy bought Future Shop. I think we discussed that in episode 63.
Al's Dare is bald. I always thought there was a T in that guy's name. I thought it was just Alistair.
Alistair.
I thought that was a name.
Alistair.
Nadaz. Colby.
Colby.
What's the rest of them?
What?
You watch any of that Upright Citizens Brigade? It's pretty good. It's almost as good as Quantum Leap. But one time I was watching a different thing, and it was not those two shows.
Wait, do you mean in Different Strokes or A Different World? I'm having a hard time following what television program you were watching. It's a different thing from where you're coming from.
Because Philip Drummond's all, I'm going to start a car now.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Lisa Bonet was like, I also am going to try to start a car now. If you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. with Lenny Kravitz. You seen their daughter all grown up yet? She's all grown up. She's a full grown man. I think
really?
It's MIA. Yeah.
Really? yep. Hey, so speaking of
many things
of wildlife.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We had like a skunk incident here.
Changaroos.
There was a skunk that it was between the houses. I don't know if it got in a fight or if it was just dying or what the deal is, but there was a squealing skunk between the houses. And
which feet was it standing on?
What's that?
Which feet was it standing on?
Oh man, I don't know. I didn't see it, but it was just spraying farts everywhere. And we think it might be pregnant. And we think that it might be trying to have babies underneath our porch. It's around, and every once in a while it smells very strongly of skunk. But that one night when it was...
Does it give you the phantom munchies?
It kind of does. It makes me want to eat something that kind of tastes like potato chips. But, you know. But not quite. Something a little grosser than that. So I usually pick up some hoops. you know, John Cusack from One Crazy Summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hoops. Right? The cartoonist who also plays basketball.
No way.
Thanks, Savage Steve. What? Oh, and so it smelled really, really bad. Like, it smelled... Actually, that happened, and then like the next day or something, it ended up. I was really far away from the microphone. Sorry. It didn't even smell like skunk. We thought it was like burned out transmission or melting rubber. It smelled really chemical-esque.
I wonder if you would die from drinking skunk butt milk.
Die from it?
Yeah. Or just
no?
Get sick.
I don't think so. It's meant to temporarily blind you and to cause nausea.
Smell confusion.
Something. But we couldn't figure out what it was. We thought it might have to do with a skunk, but there's skunks in the neighborhood and they spray and you know what skunk smells like, but this was pretty extreme. And we were to the point where we thought maybe there was a gas leak. We were smelling the barbecue, checking for propane. It was really gross, and it permeated the house too. So that's why it wasn't. We noticed it outside, and then we noticed that the whole house smelled like it. So we thought maybe it was a gas leak. So we called the gas man to come.
Wow,
pardon me, and called the emergency hotline, and
don't take that cork out.
The guy came 2-3 hours later. He said, "Okay, close all the windows on that side, open them on this side. Stand outside, wait for me. This and that." So we were standing outside for a couple hours waiting for him to show up, and he showed up and brought a little meter around, and said, "Nope, that's not a gas leak. That's probably skunk." And then he went into the boiler room and was like, "Oh, there is a little gas leak in here." And so there actually was a miniature gas leak, which I guess was not going to be probably hazardous or that bad, but he fixed it up. And so it felt like it did feel like it wasn't a total waste to have him come out. But
no, totally. That skunk saved your life. That gas leak only would have gotten worse.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean... You think that skunks are the real silent killer, but that's not true.
Yeah.
It's ninja. It's ninja.
Silent but viscous.
Yeah.
Barbecue propane? Propane the dog?
That's stupid. You're dumb.
Did he come with the dog? I forget.
Nope. Came with an axe. He didn't come with a gun. He came
Did
with
he ever
an
come
axe.
With an animal?
Who? Did I come with an animal?
No, did any version of barbecue ever come with an animal?
No.
There was never a fire dog or anything, like a fire-sniffing eagle or anything?
Nope. Hmm. No Dalmatian?
Hmm.
Any dogs?
An elephant. That's what he should have come with, an elephant.
What?
Barbecue. He should have come with an elephant that was, like, trained to put out fires with its trunk.
Snout spout?
Yes. Oh, there's a two-pack.
And if you, you remember how I was talking? Remember how I was talking? I'm trying to speak more correctly. I've been listening to the recent podcast to like get a gauge of how our flow is going and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And all I can do is focus in on how much I'm fucking up the English language.
You do talk like words tumble out.
Yeah. But hey,
I know better. But
do you remember when I was? referencing Snow Job and how he was from a different place in the Canadian version.
Yes.
This is a really... I shouldn't even finish this joke. The elephant guy from He-Man in Canada is known as Snoutspout.
Yep. That's a joke, but it sounds the same both times.
I know. I'm sorry. I tried to do it a bit more, but...
See, we would say, the Canadians call him Snoutspout.
That's pretty good. It's not what I sound like. Shut up.
Yeah.
All right. That's funny. What else you got?
You know what's weird is that like accents are all in the vowels.
That's not always true. Because Americans oftentimes drop out their T's. Like if you go to get your teeth fixed, who do you go to?
Oh yeah, the dentist.
Mm-hmm. Dentist. Yeah. Yeah, although you do keep the final T, so I don't know what the fuck your problem is. You can clearly pronounce a T, so I don't know what you're talking about.
That was me saying it fancy style.
It's because it's only because Americans have such lousy teeth. They have a hard time. They're like, well, we have to economize on our T usage, otherwise our teeth will break.
I think a lot of people in Minnesota mumble because it's so cold.
I can see it.
You know what you're doing when you're on, you know.
Yeah, clenched jaw accent.
Yeah, that's got to be a thing. I mean, they got to come from somewhere.
And also, there's a lot of E's being replaced with I's. I can't think of dentist. Dentist.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dinty. Dinty. Yeah.
Yeah.
So?
What?
How are we doing for time?
Oh, well, we're done.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, what did we talk about?
Nothing. Sorry for that. Thanks, I, for pulling this one out for us.
Yeah, really. What did we not get to?
I don't know.
You were going to say something about a skunk. I remember.
Yeah, I should have. I should have done that. There's probably more to that story, but I can't. I don't know. We have skunks and raccoons in this hood. I think they should fight.
There was a substitute school teacher here. Elementary.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's a lot more letters in that than I'm saying, but
see, elementary. See?
Elementary.
Elementary.
No.
Elementary.
Tree. Yeah. Even though
elementary.
That's weird. So he got arrested for being drunk.
Sweet.
At school. Teaching.
That's not illegal, is it?
He was an acting teacher at that, so it's like, you know.
Isn't that better?
Yeah, I know. But I guess it was, .18, so, which for a 200-pound guy is like...
Since this is for Australia, that means half of your legal limit.
Yeah, because
you guys like to drink
sure.
beer and get drunk a lot, if I know anything about
Yeah,
you
I don't
guys.
Even know how to, like, say... It's like, it's the equivalent of having, like,
okay, the legal limit typically around beers. North America is .08.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is in reference to, but when you blow the breathalyzer, they test your
that's how much of your blood is alcohol.
Blood alcohol. Yeah, blood alcohol content. But is that a percentage?
Yeah.
0.08%. Not even 1% of your blood is alcohol.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like a lot. But anyway, that's the legal... If you're under that, you can drive, you can do whatever the hell you want. When you're over that... You go
even
to
that's not true though. Not in Minnesota. That's not true. If you're under that, but like you know you're screwing up and whatnot, you can get additional penalties for having anything above any. I mean, like yeah,
an amount any out is you're right. Okay, yeah. Does it matter though? Because I understand driving. It's very dangerous. If you are altered state, you could kill somebody. If you're a school teacher and you're a little buzzed. If you're doing your job and you're staying happy and not killing anybody and not molesting anybody and you're teaching a subject, especially drama, acting, come on.
That's 7 beers though, man.
He got 7 years?
No, that is 7 beers on a 200-pound guy. That's 7 beers. That's pretty good.
Is he a 200-pound guy?
They didn't list his weight, which is really the meat of the story, if you ask me.
What if he was 100 pounds and he had a couple beers at lunchtime?
Far more or less.
Well, I don't know. It seems like if he was not behaving poorly and the students said, he kind of smelled like beer. Who fucking cares? Shut up.
He had a bottle of vodka in his pocket.
Man, I don't know. If that stops him from shooting somebody, I'm all for it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm all for it anyway.
People are too uptight about that stuff, man.
You should be able to get a drunk driving license, I think.
Being buzzed or having alcohol in your system or that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean it's almost like, wow, you had some milk and Mexican food and now you're farting. No. Yeah. You're Surprise. Going to jail because you have a biological function inside of you.
I feel bad right now for us when Grug and his old lady, if they listen to this, because they are staunch anti-drink-em drives. But I think for the seasoned alcoholic, you should be able to get your drunk driving license. And that it would just give, it's like bonus points for your legal limit. Because if you get bombed at the station, they check your thing, and then you do a test, and it's like, well...
The other thing, too, is that cars are too big, too heavy, go too fast. The cars themselves are bigger and more dangerous than they need to be. Yeah. If people are driving around golf carts and someone accidentally runs into you, you probably won't die.
What was my idea that they should make cars that only go 0 or 60? There's no in-between speed at all, and like as soon as you get 1 inch from another car, it stops.
Magnets.
Just instantly just like locks up. So there's no like rev up and rev down and possible. Yeah. Just make cars, out of opposing magnets. Wait, how would that work?
I don't know. But anyway, I'm kind of interested in your news story about the teacher. Yeah. Did he do anything?
That's all I know.
What did he do?
Huh?
What did he do?
Probably got pretty pissed and sobered up and got even madder.
Yeah, but did he do anything bad?
Not yet.
He's just drunk at work, that's it? He's not moving crates. No,
he's going to do something bad now. Yeah, he's not moving our nation's valuable crates.
Crates full of Fabergé eggs.
That's right. Our most treasured resource.
Especially now.
Yeah.
Now that actors might go on strike, it's gonna go down to Fabergé eggs.
Is that happening again?
What?
Is that happening again? Actors are striking again?
I hope so.
Is TV over
again?
I'm sick
and fucking tired of actors.
Yeah, I guess.
And they're drunk acting teachers.
Yeah, I'm going to read the Watchmen novelization when it comes out. When the novelization of the movie comes out, that's what I'm all about.
Why don't we get Ive to tell it to us?
You think they'll make a comic of it? Seriously, like the Malibu Comics official licensed 3-issue adaptation of the Watchmen?
Or how about a screenshot of Watchmen Babies?
Shut up.
From the Simpsons. I wish it would go away.
What?
The Simpsons.
Why? Really?
Yep.
Fuck you. That's a topic for another show. The next one.
As soon as the Simpsons is gone, right? Uh-huh. No, let me tell you what I'm going to do.
You can save this joke.
No. As soon as it's gone, I'm going to be...
You're gonna be what?
Stretched on the lawn, looking at the sky with my sunshades on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I never ever claimed that I was a smarty, but inspiration hits me. Let's have a party.
What the fuck
is
that?
I called up my posse. They were here in a flash. They brought all their vowels. We started to thrash. I'm gonna read this like a children's book.
All their vowels.
There was rompin' and stompin', an occasional crash, a fist fight or two. A Nintendo for cash. Maybe that's supposed to be and Nintendo for cash.
What is that?
We raided the fridge. Dogs raided the trash. I got a little worried when the windows got smashed. The next thing you know, Mom and Dad are home. The kids disappear, and I'm all alone. Everything is silent except for my moan and the low brassy tone of a saxophone.
Oh, yeah.
They look at me, and they go in a huddle. I get the sinking sensation I'm in.
Oh, a muddle. A deep muddle. Deep, deep muddle. Deep, there deep. Probst.
Packed Chopra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go.